We are your home for praise and shine. We are Quixie 98.3. Our devotional this time is called Sweet Again. Did you know that Russian wedding customs are filled with beauty and significance? One such custom takes place during the reception as the toastmaster proposes a toast in honor of the couple. Everyone takes a sip from their raised glass and then shouts, "Gorko, Gorko," meaning bitter, bitter. When the guests shout that word, the newlyweds must rise and kiss each other in order to make the drink sweet again. Isaiah prophesies that the bitter drink of desolation, ruin, and the curse upon the earth will give way to the sweet hope of a new heaven and new earth. God will prepare a feast of rich foods and the finest and sweetest of drinks. It will be a banquet of continual blessing, fruitfulness, and provision for all people. And there's more. Under the sovereign reign of the righteous king, death is swallowed up, bitter tears are wiped away, and the shroud of disgrace is removed. And God's people will rejoice because the one they trusted in and waited for will bring salvation and turn the bitter cup of life sweet again. One day, we'll be together with Jesus at the wedding supper of the Lamb. When he welcomes his bride, the church, home, the promise of Isaiah 25 will be fulfilled. The life once bitter will be made sweet again. My question to you, what makes you long for God to make what is bitter sweet again? As you wait for Jesus' return, what are some things you can do to make others' bitter experience sweet again? In closing, remember, God knows that we witness and experience so much pain, suffering, ruin, and death, and sometimes it may be difficult to believe God will make what is bitter sweet again. But God will help us to put our hope in Him, the one who has promised to give us beauty for ashes and joy for mourning. Thank you for listening to Quixie 98.3 and Praise and Shine. This is Scott Gettle. Have a wonderful day. Stay safe, be well, and God bless.